From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading Destiny Kills by S.D. Tooley, a Sam Casey mystery. Now let's begin with Destiny Kills. Chapter 1. Mommy's coming, Savannah! Marty Johnson's 9-month-old daughter was a mirror image of her with big brown eyes and dark curls, although Marty straightened her own with enough chemicals to open her own lab. Savannah huddled in the middle of the crib, tiny hands slapping her legs in a baby tantrum. Marty usually timed it just right. She would shower, dress, and run a brush through her short hair before Savannah awakened. But today she was 5 minutes off schedule, and Savannah knew it. The infant howled when she caught sight of Marty, a baby version of a scolding. "Are you hungry, sweet pea? Mommy has your breakfast heating now." She lifted Savannah from the crib and laid her on the dressing table. After a diaper change and a quick swipe of Savannah's face with a wet cloth, Marty hoisted the infant on her hip and carried her to the kitchen, where she sat her daughter in a high chair. Both Forrest and Marty wanted a houseful of kids. They were well on their way, as Marty had just learned she was pregnant again. Forrest had a great job as a bank manager, enabling Marty to quit her retail management job to be a stay-at-home mom. They had moved from a roach-infested apartment in Gary, Indiana, a year ago, to a beautiful condo overlooking a golf course in Chasen Heights, Illinois. Marty placed one piece of cinnamon raisin bread in the toaster, then poured herself a cup of coffee while the television newscaster gave the weather report. Savannah entertained herself with measuring spoons, banging them on the tray.